Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold.
Hey, Tailblazers, it's your host, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. Before we get started, I want to send a special shout out to Emma and her family in South Africa for leaving us such a lovely review. Thank you so much, Emma. Now, a message for the grown-ups. Do you run a small business or an Etsy shop, or have you written a children's book? Girl Tales is seeking sponsors for our episodes, and we want to promote you and your business. If you're interested, email me at rebecca@girltalespodcast.com. Now, some info on our episode today. Typically, we post a little girls doing big things interview, but I wanted to change it up a bit for Labor Day weekend. All of our Tailblazers on Patreon get to hear special episodes that we don't post on every other platform. In these episodes, kids like you interview the writers who write our fairy tales. Today, you'll hear Chloe of Chloe's Friendship Circle podcast ask Liza Birkenmeyer about the fairy tale she wrote for Girl Tales called The Mystery of the Dancing Princesses. If you haven't heard The Mystery of the Dancing Princesses yet, go check it out. It's our most popular episode. I'll leave the link for you in our show notes. If you'd like to hear more kid and writer interviews like this one, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Or if you have a lot of questions about one particular story that you've heard on Girl Tales, maybe you could interview a writer too. Email me at rebecca@girltalespodcast.com and I'll try and set it up. Now on to the episode. This is Chloe Asks Liza Questions. Enjoy!
So hello.
Hello, Chloe.
So, first question is, what inspired you to write The Mystery of the Dancing Princesses?
Well, The Mystery of the Dancing Princesses, the episode of Girl Tales, is based on a story called 12 Dancing Princesses. That was a story that I don't know when I first heard it. I was certainly a kid, though. And it really captured my imagination in the best way. I definitely read it on the page. And I thought that the idea that these girls were sneaking out in the night to dance at a secret dance party was the most fun thing I could imagine. And so my brain was just really full of like fun looking stuff when I read that story. So when Girl Tales first approached me about writing something, it was the first thing that came to mind. And in that original story, there is a, I guess, king of some place, and his 12 daughters, the 12 princesses, are wearing through their shoes at night. And he cannot figure out what they are doing. And then eventually, there is a man who comes to the house and discovers that, in fact, the 12 princesses are going through a hole in their bedroom floor and sneaking out to a magical sort of place in the middle of the night and dancing. And so in the Girl Tales version of this story, it's just a little bit reorganized so that we have more contemporary feeling girls who are going out and dancing, just them. It's just the sisters who are going out and dancing. And there are really no princes or suitors or fathers in the story at all in this version.
Oh. So was like the girl in the beginning, like the girl who gave the cloak to the other girl who figures it out, like was there a character like her originally?
There is a character like her originally. And in the Girl Tales version, it's this sort of magical older person on a bus. In the original version, it's sort of a magical older person in the middle of nowhere. But they have some similar characteristics, actually. Yeah, and that's based on something from the original story.
So, next question is, what character are you most like in real life?
Oh my gosh, what a great question. I think I really relate to Nico, the oldest of the daughters, just because I'm an oldest sister, and that's a job I've always loved a lot.
Me too.
Yeah? How many younger siblings do you have?
I have one, but if you count my dog, then there's two.
I totally get that. I had a really similar situation to you. Who do you identify with most? And the story. What character?
Probably like all of them since I like to dance.
Cool.
How long did it take you to write the story?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I think it took me a couple of weeks to really sort of imagine and think around what the story might feel like. I really took some time, I don't know, maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks, maybe a month, to just think about what the story I wanted to make and what I thought would be most fun to listen to. And then when I wrote it very quickly, probably just in a few days. But it should be known that I am not in school, and this was my only job at the time. So all I did all day for a few days was write this episode.
Wow. That's really cool, because it's cool that you were able to accomplish it in a couple of days, because usually when I think of people writing stories, they'll probably have like even the ones that have stuff to do, like the people writing like those novels.
Mm-hmm.
The popular novels. I'm surprised that you did it in a couple of days, but it usually takes them like a year or two.
Totally. And you know what? I'm trying to write a book for myself too, and that is taking me years. I've been working on that for a few years. So it just kind of depends on what it is. Like for the book, it's like I only write a little bit at a time. And for this episode, I really got to, you know, I was at home with my family visiting with them. So I really got to sit around all day for a few days and really work on it. But then after doing that in just a few days, I should also, you know, mention that it wasn't really finished. I sent it in to Rebecca from Girl Tales, who directed the episode, and she talked me through it, and I went back and I wrote it again, and then maybe even wrote it again. So while maybe writing the story down for the first time was only a few days, it took a lot of tries, which took over, you know, maybe a month or two.
So next question is, how do you beat writer's block?
Well, if you don't mind, I'll tell you a theory I have about writer's block. This idea that I get about it, which is that I actually think what happens is not that I have nothing to write about or no good ideas. It feels usually to me like I have too many ideas and that there are just simply too many things in the world to write about in stories. I think that there are just great stories about every little thing. So with my version of writer's block, which I don't think I'm that special, I think maybe a lot of people have the same thing. It's really about choosing the story that sounds like I'm going to be able to have so much fun with it that I can really make it through to the end. So even if that means, you know, halfway through changing my mind about the thing I'm writing, or combining a couple of my favorite ideas to make a new idea, or redoing an old idea, whatever it is, it's usually the way to combat my version of writer's block is not to think about that I have to think of a brand new idea, but actually how do I narrow it down to the most fun idea for me in that moment? And what story do I think that I can tell that maybe no one else can tell?
So that's cool. I have a similar way. Like, I was writing an opinion essay for school one time.
Uh-huh.
So I had to, like, go through a couple of topics to, like, see, like, which one I would choose. I'm pretty sure I had, like, five.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every day I kept, like, thinking about, like, what topic I should do.
Uh-huh.
Like, would I be able to, like, know a lot about it and, like, get it done in, like, a good amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, it usually, like, helps to, like, take out and, like, eliminate certain ideas, like, mm-hmm. add in some ideas.
Totally. Yeah, sometimes it's just, there are actually too many ideas out there, not too few, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe your brain's similar.
Yeah. So our next question is, how did Rebecca find your story?
You know what? I actually have some friends who are also friends with Rebecca in real life. Rebecca and I met at a friend's yard having like some fun times, maybe some dinner. I don't really remember, but I got to meet her in person in real life with some other friends, and we talked and learned that we were both working in the theater.
So was she doing her podcast then?
I don't think it had started when I first met her. So I think she was doing a lot of theater directing, and I think shortly after that Rebecca started doing Girl Tales, and I remember hearing about Girl Tales and knowing she was doing it and getting so excited when she emailed me to ask me if I might be interested in writing for her. So that was really cool.
So she was able to like get to know you and see if she wanted to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, and she even came because she's just really cool like that. So she came to see a play of mine at some point too. So she kind of got to know my work and got to know me and that was really cool and special.
Thank you for talking to me and that was our last question.
Thank you, Chloe. It was so fun to talk to you. I loved your questions. It was a great time.
That was Chloe Asks Liza Questions. If you'd like to hear more episodes like this one, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, I believe in you.
Be an applause.